Honestly, I was just saying, then up there, upstairs, it's, you can't beat that feeling, and it's been too long. And but what I'd say about the change room down there, we've never given up hope, and we knew it was only around the corner. We've come very close, I think, in quite a few games recently. We've, as you know, a lot of draws and heartbreaking goal to concede a week or so ago against Chesterfield. And yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling and a big relief off of our shoulders. And I really feel now we can move on and kick on as a team and go and get another few wins or however many wins it needs to be. And yeah, it's a fantastic feeling. Everyone's together down there. We always remain together. And we knew it wasn't far away from us.
And just speaking to Adey as well, saying, was there any frustration from him when you were searching for that win? And he's been pretty level-headed throughout. How has his calm influence been on that dressing room?
He lets us know, and we know that we weren't far away. We're professional footballers, and we knew he wasn't far away. And yeah, he's exactly that, as you just said there. He's been telling us all the time, it's coming, and we deserve it. And that was one of the last things he said before we went out today, that we deserve the 3 points. And obviously reminded us that once we come in, because I think he's right. I think they deserve it, and I think we deserve it. But more importantly, I think this football club and these fans deserve it, because they've stuck with us. They've travelled home and away, and it's been a tough time. It's been a very, very tough time. No matter what people say, oh, you're a professional footballer, what a life. But if you're not winning, you're not happy. And you take that home with you. And I've been an unhappy person, a depressed person, like everyone has down there. And we're all buzzing, we're all delighted. But there's another game round the corner on Tuesday, and that's what football's like. They come thick and fast, so we'll dust ourselves down and go to another massive game at Swindon and hoping to look to get 3 points.
What was it like in the final 5 minutes? Was it pretty nervy out there as a team, knowing that you'd so close and but just had to get over the line?
We're human beings, and it was very nerve-wracking, you know, and fair play to Southend. They threw everything at it. I think their substitutions made a big difference. They put on some players who were a threat, and it was tough, albeit with 10 men, but people say, oh, 10 men this, 10 men that. Sometimes it can play in your favour for whatever reason. I've been there on both sides, and but I think we stood strong right the way from the back, right the way from Nels. Thought was fantastic all the way through. We defended. I think every one of us have got cuts and bruises on us, and that's what you have to do. You have to fight, you have to scrap. And we've put our bodies on the line out there, and I think it's a top 3 points, top performance, and one that we fully deserve.
Let's get to the goals then. Josh Wright, goal machine, 2 more goals today. What is it about this little run at the moment? The ball just seems to fall for you in the right place, isn't it?
People have always said to me, family, friends, and not so much people in football, like sort of staff, it's more, as I say, family, friends, and playing colleagues. You know, they've said, oh, why don't you score more? Why don't you shoot more? Do this. And the position I played in from a young age, from when I turned professional, and I always go back to Alan Pardew. I feel like Charlton sort of, I wouldn't like how to word it, but he sort of put me in that sitting role to look, because he felt I'm good on the ball to get on it, dictate, and I'm defensively good, and he can trust me. I was organised, I can trust me, and I think that's just stayed with me, Nigel Atkins as well at Scunthorpe. And I just sort of, maybe I was pigeonholed a little bit too early in my career. A lot of people said it to me, and sort of like football stuff, maybe they who'd had a different opinion. And I try to say to people, friends and family, look, if you're not in the area to score, I'm going to struggle to score. It's only going to be long range shots. And even from set plays, I was always either on the edge of the box or sort of back, and I wasn't in the position to score. But since the gaffer's come in, he's whether it be a 4-4-2, a 4-2-3-1, a 3-5-2, and all the different formations you want to say, he sort of said to me, go and get in the box, one midfielder goes, one midfielder holds. And I feel I've got the legs, I've got the fitness. I think they knew that, and I've just been just getting myself in the areas, and it just shows you, Frank Lampard, what a career he had off of doing it. And listen, I'm not saying it's what I'm all about, but it just shows if you can get yourself in the right areas and time it, and the ball can drop to you. And I just feel I've got a knack of doing it at the moment. And then I've been confident. Obviously, Jet's gone back now, so he was our main penalty taker this season. And I sort of said to myself, if we get a penalty, I fancy. I've not really said it to anyone other than my dad. I said it to the other week, and we got the penalty. I ran and got the ball straight away. It was in front of their fans, but I was confident and I stuck it away. And again, in the second one, I just got myself into a good area again after fantastic work from a few of the boys and Cody. And I'm loving it, I'm enjoying it. But the main thing is the 3 points today, and I really mean that. Take my goals, but I don't care who scores the goals as long as we win football games.
And it just gives you such a big boost, doesn't it, going into the upcoming away games?
Yeah, they're two tough games. We know that. They're two teams that are down there, and I think I've just heard that both of them won today. That's football. That is what it is. Everyone's going to fight for their lives now. And I think we put in 2 good performances last season away at Swindon and Bury, if I remember rightly. And we picked up some good results, and there's no reason why we can't go and do that. This group of lads are fantastic. We've been hit with some injuries this week and over the last all season, really, but especially over this last week or two since the first time since the new staff have come in. But the boys that have come in were absolutely top draw today, and everyone wants to do well for this football club, and everyone wants to do well for each other, and we'll continue to do that, and hopefully we can keep picking those wins up.